This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's allies have pledged several billion dollars in non-military aid to rebuild the country's war-ravaged infrastructure, cut corruption, and help pave its road to eventual membership in the European Union.
Recovery is about laying the foundation for Ukraine to thrive as a secure, independent country, fully integrated with Europe, connected to markets around the world.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as diplomats and political leaders at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in London, urged private sector companies to help revive an economy battered by almost a year and a half of war. Russia's Constitutional Court has rejected an attempt by rights groups to seek the repeal of a law that bans people from speaking out against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a lengthy ruling, the court rejected the bid to strike down the Code of Administrative Offensive, which bans, quote, public actions aimed at discrediting the use of armed forces. Over 40 women have been killed in a prison riot in Honduras that officials say was planned by gangs. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Inmates had complained for weeks they were being threatened by gang members at a women's prison in the town of Tamara, 30 miles north of the capital. The gang fulfilled those threats, slaughtering dozens of women, many of them burned, shot, or stabbed to death. Outside the prison, anxious relatives waited for some news of their loved ones. Honduras's president, Xiomara Castro, said the riot was planned by maras, or street gangs, and that security officials had known about it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This